The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What is the pre-trib rapture of the saints? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us. Currently, we're taking questions from listeners just like you. If you've got a question you'd like answered, you can send us an email, radio@faithalone.org. Well, let's go right to today's discussion. With Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean. I'm Bob.
And we're taking questions. Are you ready to take a question from a Rob?
I am. I'm Robert.
I was going to say, why weren't you a Rob? Where do you get Bob from Robert?
Well, my dad was Bob, so.
So this is from Rob, and Rob says, I listen to your podcast almost every day. I adhere fully to the free grace message. My question is, do you believe in the pre-tribulation rapture of the saints? And so he has two questions. That's the first one. I think we can answer that one pretty quickly. Yes, we do. So what is that?
Okay, the pre-tribulation rapture is what it sounds like, that there's a coming time called the tribulation, or it's also called in the Old Testament the time of Jacob's trouble. And it will be 7 years of great calamity and judgment on the earth. The first 3.5 will be bad. The second half will be much worse. Mm-hmm. It's going to be called the Great Tribulation, is the last 3.5 years. The first 3.5 is called the Tribulation, or all 7 years is Tribulation, but the first 3.5 is Tribulation, then Great Tribulation.
Yeah.
The pre-trib rapture means that Christ will be taking believers from the church age who are alive at the time of the rapture out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that they won't go through this 7-year tribulation period.
Right, right. And the rest of everyone who isn't alive, members of the church, will be resurrected and taken at that time, too.
According to 1 Thessalonians 4, about verses 16 and 17, yes, the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive will be caught up and meet the Lord in the air.
Mm-hmm. So the whole body of Christ gets taken away.
And what's going to be left behind is humanity, all unbelieving, except for the fact that some are going to come to faith very quickly.
Right.
There's going to be two witnesses in Israel, and they're going to lead many to faith in Christ, and there'll be 144,000 evangelists in Israel, and they're going to travel the world and evangelize people. And we don't know how the first are going to come to faith in Christ. Maybe it's through the fact that, you know, imagine this, you're witnessing to someone, and the pre-trib rapture occurs. So you leave.
Yeah.
But you've been telling him you need to believe in Jesus before he comes.
Right.
Because if you don't believe in him for the free gift of everlasting life, you're not going to go in the rapture and say, look, it's just by grace through faith apart from works. And the person's thinking about it and suddenly you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that were to happen. Isn't it possible that person might come to faith
seconds
after the rapture?
Sure, that's possible.
But he wouldn't be raptured.
No.
Because he came to faith after the rapture.
After.
And he would then share his faith and go, well, let me tell other people.
So what would that, let's say Jewish people who come to faith after the rapture, they're part of Israel.
But right.
Let's say you're a Gentile. What group are you part of?
The nations.
The nations. So that's, we have really three groups in Scripture, right? The church, Israel, and then something called the nations.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 10:32, give no offense. And he mentions to the Jews, to the church, or to the nations.
Mm-hmm.
On the new earth, there's going to be all three of those groups.
Right. It implies that you keep your ethnic identity.
Yes, of course.
It's kind of interesting. So out of every tribe and tongue and nation, people get saved.
Exactly.
But you're still part of that tribe or tongue or nation.
And I assume we're going to rejoice in that forever.
Absolutely.
We'll be happy for our ethnicity forever.
Sure. So here's Rob's question as it continues. He says, lately there's been a big increase of people saying we're already in the Great Tribulation period. This is due to all the craziness going on in the United States and the world. What would you say to people that propose that point of view?
I would suggest that they read the book of 1 Thessalonians, especially 4:13 to 5:11. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, there were some people who were thinking that they were already in the tribulation and they had somehow missed the rapture. And so Paul wants to correct them, and that's, I believe, what 5:1-11 is going on to say. So I would say to them, first of all, read that. But secondly, When you read 1 Thessalonians 4, it's very clear that we're going to rise before this. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, one of my favorite verses, 1 Thess 5:9, "For God did not appoint us to wrath." Wrath there is talking about the tribulation, the 7-year tribulation period, "but to obtain salvation." Well, soteria there refers to the rapture through our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're not going to go through the tribulation wrath. Mm-hmm. We're going to be saved from it by rapture. You know, Rob, here's the point. As bad as things may seem today, they pale in comparison to what's coming in the tribulation.
Sure.
Billions are going to die. Billions, probably 2/3 of the world's population. In light of today's population, that would be like 4 billion people might die, 5 billion people might die, and they're going to die within 7 years. You're going to have single events occur where hundreds of millions or even a billion or more are going to die in one cataclysmic event. It's going to be a horrendous 7 years. People are going to be taking something called the mark of the beast. And if you don't take that mark, you're not going to be able to buy or sell.
Well, boy, do I get discouraged by the crazy. I mean, everyone's crazy to some degree. But my conservative friends, I've heard many of them say the vaccine, you know, the COVID vaccine, that's the mark of the beast. And if you're taking it, that's the mark of the beast. And I just think, so there's lots of people who think
and
the mark of the beast
the
is today. And I took it. I took it. But I just think that conservatives, I always think to myself, conservatives should be about the truth, you know,
right.
About the truth.
Right.
And so we should hold ourselves to a higher standard than the rest of the world, I think.
Right.
And yet so often I just see conservatives just fall for these obviously ridiculous conspiracy theories and stuff like that. And this is one of them.
Now, Sean, we're going to be getting a million letters.
I hope so. I hope we do.
Talking about the vaccine.
Well, probably. But it's just so, I mean, listen, you can say something is wrong, but to say the vaccine, you can say that, hey, listen, we really don't know enough about the vaccine or whatever,
right.
And so maybe we should hold off taking it until you get more,
right.
more research, and that's
fine. But to
fine.
Call it the mark
but
of the beast
say, this is the
nuts.
Mark of the beast, and this is Satan.
Oh, okay,
this is
I see your point.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
I agree
whoa.
With
it's
that.
Like, whoa,
I
whoa,
agree.
Whoa.
That's way too far.
Well, it's
yeah.
like, whoa there. I heard the same thing about cell phones. I've heard the same thing about credit cards.
Cell phones are the mark
I've
of the
heard
beast.
Christians just say, you know, they're just, you got to hold to the truth. Don't fall for these outlandish conspiracy theories. I remember growing up, people having debit cards, that's the mark of the beast. That's, you won't be able to buy or sell without having the debit cards. And look, the 666 is somewhere down here in the software. I've been hearing this since the early 80s, you know, the mid-80s.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Well, Scripture specifically says that this mark will be either on your forehead or on your back of your right hand. And so it's not going to be on a credit card. It's going to be on you.
Right, unless that's like a metaphor for something. People are always worried about chips.
I think literally people are going to have some kind of tattoo on their hand or their forehead that gives this mark. But
here's my answer to that. We're not going to be here. If you know prophecy,
right.
You know that nothing that is happening now can possibly be the mark of the beast because the church is not going to be here when that happens.
Which answers Rob's question. For a while, I thought you were going in a different direction. I thought you were going to say, I'm extremely distressed by what I see in our world.
Yeah.
I see the LGBTQA blah, blah, blah community.
Right.
That distresses me because it's directly in contradiction to the creation mandate.
Sure.
We were created male and female, and we've got this. You also have all kinds of other things like this whole gender confusion
sure.
and transgender. All of that is against God's creation
sure. well,
mandate.
I mean, frankly, much worse than both of those things is the divorce rate.
Okay, there
that's,
you go.
To me, that's the major sin of the churches today. How many Christians do I know are divorced? 40% of all marriages end in divorce? That's the yeah. much larger issue, and that leads to single-parent households, that leads to poverty, that leads to the welfare state, that leads to great 90% of all criminals were raised by single mothers. That's, to me, the biggest sin. And that's something to worry about. That's a bad trend. That's
right.
a trend heading towards something bad.
There's all kinds of other things we could point out. Alcoholism, drug abuse, right? All these things we
sure.
see. The government and how government is intruding more and more
sure.
into our daily lives. And I know you tend toward libertarian. And,
sure.
and you know, I'm very conservative, and I'm even open to the libertarian approach. But all that concerns me. But the truth is, none of that is the tribulation.
Exactly. Yeah, none of it is.
No matter how bad things get now, they've been this bad in the past. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah were this bad. Corinth, the city of Corinth,
sure.
was this
well,
bad.
Well, you know, actually, a lot of people would say that we're living probably in one of the most prosperous times in all of human history. People are richer now than they ever have were before. And as bad as COVID was, it's not like the Black Plague. Where, you know, the Black Plague killed every third person. And this COVID is, you know, killing maybe like 1% of the population or something like that, which is terrible.
Right.
But it's not the Black Plague.
Right.
You know, so things have been a lot worse than now. Yeah, we have wars here and there, but it's mostly peaceful around the world. I mean,
right.
it's like it's not like we're all at war again and we're killing every other person. Yeah, there are skirmishes and let's pray for peace, but it's not terrible. It's not as terrible as it was even in the recent past.
Right. Right. And we don't have the two witnesses. In other words, if we were in the tribulation, where are the two witnesses? Where are the 144,000 Jewish evangelists?
Right.
I mean, Rob, none of this lines up. So
right.
If anybody says we're in the tribulation, write it up to the fact that that's just absolutely wrong.
And by the way, and we don't have a whole lot of time here, but let me say this. I think this goes to show what a proper view of prophecy will do for your mental stability. If you have the wrong view of prophecy, you're going to be worried about, does my debit card mean I took the beast? Does me taking this vaccine, does this mean I'm going to go to hell forever? Having the right view of prophecy gives you mental stability. So you and I, Bob, we can look at the world and we can say, man, things aren't going great, but I'm not worried about my eternal destiny because of that. Because
right.
I know, prophetically, I'm not going to be here for those worst
right.
events.
And we also know that everlasting life is everlasting
right.
life. So that even if a believer took the mark of the beast, they couldn't lose everlasting life. However, in my opinion, in the tribulation, believers won't be able to take the mark of the beast because
right.
God is going to take their life before they would do it.
Whoa. And that's a whole other show, I
right.
think. But you've probably written about that. And
I think you
can probably find an article on that at our website, faithalone.org, if you're so inclined to look there. By the way, we just hit a new high on the website, about 85,000 users last month. So it's growing. Faithalone.org is a great resource for you. So go visit it, go read the articles, and come at us with some questions.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to learn more from Dr. Bob and Sean and the other guests that we have on this show? If so, you can do exactly that by going to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. It's packed with all kinds of materials that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. A great example is our daily blog posts. You can get signed up for free, and every day a new post will show up in your inbox. Go to faithalone.org. This radio show is made possible from the generous donations of listeners just like you. If you'd like to become a financial partner with this show, you can go to faithalone.org and find out exactly how to do just that. Do you have a question for Sean or Bob? I know that I've often had questions for them. If you do, I want to give you our email address so that you can reach out to us to ask that burning question. It's radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's episode, we're going to discuss TULIP as it has to do with theology, so join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.